Hey, Central Illinois professionals, do you know where people go to learn more about you? They typically either go to your About Us section of your website or your LinkedIn profile. And guess what the first impression is that they see? That's right, it is your professional headshot. Your headshot is part of your brand. Your brand should proudly show the world how passionate you are about delivering quality products and services to your customers. At Studio 21, you won't get the boring old headshots that everyone else has. When you get photos with Melissa Harden at Studio 21, your headshots will show off your strength, confidence, and approachability. To book a professional headshot appointment for you and your team, call Melissa at 217-962-0048 or visit www.melissamharden.com. That's MelissaMharden.com. And let Melissa at Studio 21 help you stand out from the crowd.
Welcome to the Central Illinois Business Leaders Podcast, where business owners, thought leaders, and community champions from across Central Illinois come to share their story. The Central Illinois Business Leaders Podcast. Anything less would be uncivilized.
What's up, Central Illinois? I'm Derek Hayden. I am your host for the Central Illinois Business Leaders Podcast, powered by Zambu. Zambu is a delicious grapefruit or wildberry vodka-based spirit infused with a Brazilian buzz button. It's smooth, tasty, and leaves you with a signature tingle. Learn more at ZambuLiquors.com. Zambu, taste the tingle. And just so y'all know, Zambu was created in Central Illinois. Ladies and gents, without further ado, today's guest is going to talk to us a little bit about profit coming first in your business. Ladies and gents of Central Illinois, please welcome Rocky Lalvani. How you doing, Rocky?
I am doing well, Derek. Thank you so much for having me today.
My pleasure. My pleasure. I'm excited to dig into what you got going on. I know the topic you're going to talk about is a hot topic for all business owners. The main reason why most of us get into business is to earn some money doing it along the way. So very excited to learn about some of your principles and ideas. But before we do that, Rocky, I'm going to take you through some of our icebreaker questions.
Okay.
If you are ready.
I'm ready.
Okay. First question, Rocky. If you could be any animal, what animal would you be and why?
I don't usually get asked these questions, right? Is there a money animal? I don't know. Is there a money? There's not an animal like that's profitable. No.
Well, it depends on how you look at it. Yeah.
You know what? Let's face it. Being a dog, everybody takes care of you.
Yeah.
Right? You don't have to work hard. Like every That's other true. Animal's got to kind of like figure out how to live on their uh-huh. own. You know, dog, you get to live in somebody's warm house. They yep. they let you on their furniture.
Yeah.
They feed you. I mean, that's a pretty, and you just hang out, right?
I like that answer. That's a pretty good yeah. answer. I would not disagree with that one at all. That's
I don't know if
one.
Cats a little better, though, because cats don't have to listen to their owners.
That's true. They just do whatever they want.
They and, just do whatever. You know, yeah.
If they're in trouble, they just hide. So, yeah, good
Toss
answer.
Up there.
All right, Rocky. If you could go any place in the world, where would you go to visit and why?
I've been to most of the places that I love to go.
Cool.
Is there anything on the bucket list? I don't know that there's anything necessarily on the bucket list. I love London. London's fun. Uh-huh. You know, the cool thing about London is A, they speak English, so it's easy, right?
Sure.
B, you can have a pint at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There's guys in suits having a pint. And like yeah. it's chill.
Yeah.
Italy's beautiful because everybody, you know, they have wonderful food and it's nice. Where are we going? Are we going? Well, we're going to St. Thomas soon, but that's really not outside the country.
Sure, sure.
It's U.S. land, believe yeah. it or not, the U.S. Yeah. Virgin Islands. And uh-huh. I'm going to India next month. India is lovely because you know how you used to get service in the Americas?
Uh-huh.
You actually still get service
really?
There. Yeah, like when I go to breakfast, you know, there's four waiters to take care of me.
Yeah.
Bring me all my food cooked to my order. And
yes.
make sure everything is done nicely. I mean, I think that Dubai's is like that too, but yeah, okay. it's, you get to, the whole world is wonderful. Go check it out and enjoy.
I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
All right.
And if you're a business owner,
uh-huh.
you should have your corporate meetings all over the world.
Oh, yeah.
Know, and enjoy.
Yes. Awesome. You know, that's a topic that I was, I'm not kidding, about an hour ago, I was talking to somebody about service, and no one cares about it anymore. It's so weird. Like, they want to get done with a conversation and move on and put you in the past as quickly as possible. It's just a different dynamic right now.
We went out to eat the other night. We don't go out to eat as much because service sucks. And the costs are astronomical. Literally, it took us, I don't think we got our appetizer for 45 minutes.
Wow. Yep.
And it was not a fancy restaurant. And just, you know, like, they, I don't know if they just don't know how to, their systems are down, or they got a little overwhelmed or what, but
yeah,
they were apologizing. But at the end of the day, like, I don't know that I'm going back.
Sure. Yeah, exactly. It's much easier to heat stuff up in the oven at home sometimes. So
yeah.
Yeah. All right. Last question, Rocky. This is more of a business question. What do you feel is the biggest challenge that business owners are facing right now?
Profit. They don't look at their financial reports. They have no idea where their money is. It disappeared on them.
There you go. That's a perfect segue into today's topic then, Rocky. So you take the mic, Rocky. Tell us your story. Take us as far back as you'd like. Bring us up to speed with what's going on today. Anything in between you want to share, it's all yours.
So as a kid, I was very entrepreneurial. You know, back then we had paper routes. You make good money in a paper route, right?
Yeah.
And then I learned to start selling stuff. So I live close to New York City. I go into New York City, I'd buy stuff, and I mark it up for 100% and sell it to people. So I was making cash hand over fist.
Mm-hmm.
But all these people told me that I should go to college and get a job. And so I did. And I got stuck in that world for a long time. But I always understood personal finance, and I always understood the principles of building wealth. And so I did that as a W-2 employee. And then I was like, what do I really want to do? And part of it was looking around going, why aren't there more rich people in America? I mean, we are one of the wealthiest countries in the world, and everyone's living paycheck to paycheck. This is absurdity.
Yeah.
So I tried to teach people about personal finance. And Warren Buffett said best. He goes, nobody wants to get rich slowly. Right. Warren Buffett got rich slowly. The only reason he's so damn rich is he like 90 something years old. Right.
Yeah, that's true.
And so I realized, wait a minute, these people, it doesn't make sense. And then I was shocked because I started to learn that business owners weren't looking at their numbers. I'm like, wait a minute, how do you run a business and not understand the business of business?
Mm-hmm.
And then it dawned on me two things. Number one, business owners went into business to do what they love, and accounting wasn't on the list. And the second thing is business owners are people, and just like people, they suck with their money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And it was like, oh, so I was like, you know what? If I pivot to working with business owners and helping them, then I can really help them. So I'm back, you know, when I had the paper out. This is back in, well, it was the early 80s. I made so much money, I took $2,000 cash, walked into, it wasn't an Apple store back then.
Uh-huh.
I got an Apple II with a whopping 4K of memory, I'll have you know.
Nice.
But then I started playing with electronics and programming, and I got this program called VisiCalc, which was the first electronic spreadsheet before Lotus 1-2-3 and Excel.
Mm-hmm.
And literally, it's the way I think is kind of growing up with that. So even when I was in high school, people are like, oh, can you go teach these accountants how to get off of paper and do this kind of stuff? And everything I do throughout my whole life is on a spreadsheet.
Yeah.
Right. We just had Thanksgiving dinner on a spreadsheet, right? The grocery list on a spreadsheet. Our financials, of course, are on a spreadsheet, right? Everything we do, we spreadsheet because it just makes life easy, and I can customize it to what I need to. And it's just the way I think. So here I've got this gift of understanding money, understanding how to build wealth, understanding how to read and build spreadsheets to see what's going on. Mm-hmm. Like when I see a spreadsheet numbers, they tell me a story.
Mm-hmm.
And from that story, I can figure out where the problem is in a business like that. And now all we have to do then is go change the equation.
Yeah.
And we know where to put our time and effort in making that change. So when all of this stuff came together and I figured out the switch, I built the business on my unique abilities, what the market was finally willing to pay for and needed and wanted in a way that worked for me. So
yeah,
it all came together finally.
Excellent. So it sounds like you kind of hit the nail on the head with my next question or thought was, a lot of people, when they start their business, they aren't excited about the accounting side of it. They are plumbers, or they're excited about shoes, so they start a shoe store, or whatever it happens to be. They are excited about what they're doing, not the behind-the-scenes stuff, until they find out that, hey, I'm not making as much money as I thought I would. So it sounds like it's a shift. What you try to teach these business owners is a shift of how they pay themselves or how their business makes profit. Is that correct?
Well, yeah. So you go to your CPA, what do they tell you? Sales minus expenses equals profit.
Yep.
Where's profit in that equation?
The end.
Yeah. It's a leftover.
Yeah.
It's an afterthought, right? Mm-hmm. Well, how the hell are you going to be profitable with an afterthought?
Yeah.
And so this, a lot of what we do is based on the book Profit First by Mike Michalowicz. He changed the equation of sales minus profit equals expenses. So you pay yourself first. Everybody knows that. Nobody does it. I did it. That's how I built my wealth.
Sure.
If you take your profit first and don't spend it, which is a major problem, then you have to constrain your expenses and figure it out. Most business owners are extremely resourceful. They're smart people. And when you constrain them, they will figure out how to get it done. It's Parkinson's law. Parkinson's law says you will use up all the time and money allocated to something. So whether it's your kid in a book report for school that he's got 2 weeks to do and didn't do till the last night, or you in a project and going, well, what's your budget and timeline? Whatever your budget and timeline is, that's what you're going to get. And so if you constrain your budget and your timeline and your resources, stuff will get done. It always does.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
amazing what you can do at the last minute.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I can feel, you know, I'm sure there's some listeners thinking, yeah, man, I agree with this. I don't think of myself first. I pay my employees, pay my rent or mortgage. I pay water, electricity, whatever happens to be. And then I take whatever is left. And so now they're thinking, okay, so I pay myself first. Do you ever see where business owners are really nervous to do that because they feel like money's going to run out and then they won't have enough at the end to pay all those people? Do you see that as an issue with their mindset?
Well, what's going to happen the other way? They run out of money and they don't have enough to pay themselves and their spouse is yelling at them and their kids don't have food on the table. I mean, seriously, which way do you want to be? Here's the thing. The way this system works, a lot of people get it wrong. They think we're not going to pay the electric bill. That is absurdity. They think we're not going to pay the employees. That is absurdity. Okay? All we're doing is allocating our money for a purpose. In the beginning, it's going to be like a roller coaster ride. We're going to allocate all our money. We're going to allocate money to us first, and the month is going to commit to the end, and you're going to be like, oh, crap, there's not enough money for payroll. So now you got to make a choice, right? Now you got to figure it out. Maybe you have to take money out of your pay bucket and pay payroll, but now you know immediately there was something wrong. You got to feel the pain of taking the money off your kid's dinner table and go, wait a minute. Let me now look at my payroll. Is everyone on my payroll working and doing what they're supposed to? Or was I supposed to fire Uncle Bob months ago because he never does anything? And I got stuck with this family member on my payroll, right?
Yeah.
Who's taking
yeah.
money off your plate?
Yeah.
Or it could be 100 things. I mean, these days with these software services, we start going through people's bills. It's like you're paying for 6 different softwares that all do the same thing. I'm not paying for any of those. Oh, yeah, you signed up for the trial and you forgot to cancel them all. Mm-hmm. And now you're paying. Oh, in the cable company? I hope they're not listening. They doubled your bill and they forgot to notify you, right?
Yeah.
All of that stuff happens. So I think it's being aware of where your money's going, Part of it, though, here's the honest to God truth. Most business owners don't charge enough,
mm-hmm.
especially small business owners. They don't appropriately price their products to cover their costs. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about that restaurant. If he had hired another cook, then maybe we could have gotten our food on time and I would have paid an extra couple bucks to get served on time. So charge to cover your costs so you can hire the cook and or hire a guy who's faster. Okay, he's another $3 an hour. Pay him the $3 an hour because he's good at what he does.
Yeah, yeah. Because now you're considering not even coming back. So
now I'm considering not coming back.
What's up, Central Illinois? You know what you all need? Y'all need some CIBL podcast swag. And thanks to our newest sponsor, Jedco Sales, you can now find our swag at CIBLmerch.com. You can find t-shirts, sweatshirts, polos, hats, and more, all classically adorned with our famous CIBL podcast logo. If you want to represent and support your favorite podcast, check out CIBLmerch.com. That's CIBLmerch.com. If you like our store, you can also build your very own business swag store with the help of Jedco Sales in Effingham, Illinois. Jedco is owned by previous CIBL guests, Andrew and Laren Dial. They've set up a special discount offer for CIBL guests and listeners to set up your very own custom branded swag store. You can now offer branded apparel to your employees, customers, and fans, and Jedco will fulfill all the orders for you. Contact Jedco at sales@jedcosales.com. That's sales@jedcosales.com. And tell them that Garrett and Derek sent you. Let Jedco help you get noticed.
So you've got to do these things appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And I think too often as business owners, we spend on things for vanity, not because we really need to. So maybe we buy too fancy a vehicle. Maybe we got too fancy an office building. Maybe we sign up for all these things. Or the other one is marketing, you know? Mm-hmm. All these marketing people come in and sell you on marketing and they don't always deliver results. And I'm not going to blame the marketing people. I'm going to blame the business owner. Nobody can market your product better than you can. And if you can't explain to somebody what you do and who you do it for, they're going to waste your marketing dollars because you told them to run Facebook ads. I mean, it's just the truth. This is the kind of stuff we see all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, if you look at, I mean, if anybody out there, if you were to go to Google and search, you know, what percentage of businesses fail, at, you know, after they start, and it's around half, if I remember right, half in the first 3 to 5 years fail.
Mm-hmm.
Is that because mainly because they are not focusing on taking profit first, or is it other reasons that you have found?
There are a lot of reasons. One is not having money. Clearly, not having money is the quickest way to stop a business.
Yeah.
They might not have a good product market fit, right? They're in the wrong place with the wrong message at the wrong time.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, you know, if I decided to open up a blacksmith shop, my guess is I probably wouldn't do well today, right?
Right.
But if instead of opening the blacksmith shop, I came up with a way to replace EV batteries or you know, revitalize them, I might get a ton of business in that business. So it's having the right product fit. And I'll be honest, when you have a business that's fun, it tends to go a lot longer.
Yeah, yeah.
And here's the other thing. And people don't realize this. One of the biggest reasons businesses fail is growth. They grow too fast and it blows up the business. And they get into a massive cash crunch and they can't keep up on it because their accounts receivable and all these things didn't get done right. And it kind of knocks them out.
Wow. Wow. I never thought of that, but that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Tons of businesses. Yeah. They grow themselves into failure.
Wow. So when you are working with business owners, what industries do you tend to work with the most, do you feel? Or is there a particular industry that these ideas work best with?
Gravity works everywhere, right?
Yep.
these ideas work everywhere. I don't care what industry they're in. I care what kind of person they are. I'd rather work with people that I enjoy working with than I don't care what their business is. If they're fun to work with, they're willing to listen, they're willing to make changes, and they're willing to show up. Like, you don't show up to appointments, we're not working together.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It's that kind of stuff. And if they're not willing to listen, then or they're lying to us all. People lie to them. I mean, if you ever watch that show, The Prophet, you know, it's that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
You see the type of people. I'm not working with those people. They're all crazy.
Oh, yeah. So how do you work with people? I've looked at your website, but it looks like maybe there's some courses that people can take. They can also schedule a call directly with you. Tell us a little bit about how people can learn about these strategies.
So, first off, everything we do for our clients, we teach for free on the podcast. So Profit Answer Man, you want to learn it? I go through every chapter of Mike's book, Profit First. I give my 2 cents. You want to do it yourself on your own? Have at it.
Yeah.
Here's everything you need to do it. The next level up is the courses where we offer a ton of support with our courses, which is not normal. So that's for a smaller business owner.
Okay.
And then there are people, you know, imagine you wanted to lose weight and you had a trainer and a cook. Like, it would be a lot easier, right?
Yeah.
Well, when people want somebody to come into their business and kind of be like the trainer and the cook, and say, I want you to do this for me. Tell me what I need to do and help me figure this out. That's where we go one-on-one and we help them do it. And honestly, it's you got a business and you're doing a few million dollars a year. We'll show you what our deltas are and we'll show you how little we cost. And most business owners are like, yeah, this is a no-brainer decision. When can you start? But you have to know how to generate revenue. If you don't have the revenue, then you're going to look at us like, oh my God. And you know what? You're right. You need to go do it yourself until that point. Sure. You can also get Mike's book at the library. So, you know, go to the library. Take the effort and do it.
Yeah. So I've had the opportunity. I actually read Profit First about 2 years ago. And it's a very simple concept, but you still have to have the guts to make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know how much. I don't want to give away anything in the book because I don't want to
give it all away. I'll give it away.
If I remember right, you're basically setting up bank accounts.
Five bank accounts.
Five accounts for specific specific purposes.
Yep.
So you got your profit account. You got maybe your since I read it. Yes. So
all the money comes into the income account.
Yes.
This way, every time you look at your income account, you know how much money came in. It's not a big muddled mess of, well, how much came in? What's going out? I don't know what's in there. It's like a big, you know, Norm, it's like a big bag of chips, right? You sit there with a big bag of chips. What happens? It disappears, right? Yep. Big bag of money disappears. So the income account, all the money comes in. And then from the income account, the first thing we do is we put money in the
profit
account, right?
Yep.
Okay, because profit comes first.
Yeah.
Then we put money in your pay account because you need to get paid. Then we put money in the tax account because the IRS has guns. Then we put money in your spending account because spending is appropriately spending in your business. And then you learn to live within those buckets. This is no different than the envelope system from like Dave Ramsey.
Yeah. Yeah.
Concepts. These are proven principles. They're easy to implement. Here's the other thing, and I don't get paid, but Relay Bank has automated this whole damn thing.
Really?
So, like, you go to Relay, you open accounts with them, they'll move all your money around for you. You don't even have to do anything. Cool. So here's my question to you. You read the book. Did you start?
What's that?
Did you start?
So I actually, my wife and I have kind of implemented into our personal accounts. So business wise, so I am currently just an employee. So I don't own the business, but I've learned how to do the same tactics with our personal income. So yeah, we've set up accounts for taxes. We've set up accounts for different purposes. It's a little different than a business, but it's the same concept.
It's the same concept. It's the same principle. It's like gravity. It doesn't matter. It works everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter what kind of business you are. It doesn't even matter. Like you said, you can be an employee and use profit first. Mm-hmm. How I built my wealth. It works.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, and the reason I asked that question is because so many people go, they listen to Mike talk, they read the book, and then they don't take action.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's so simple. Oh, that's too simple. I need a complicated solution that I'll never do.
Mm-hmm.
Silliness.
Right. Yeah. And it's just for everybody listening, it's a, you have a set percentage each month or each time you get money that comes in, a set percentage goes into each account, and you just, you're religious with that, and your profit grows, or your income, you pay yourself first. So it's a pretty simple concept. You said Relay Bank. Is that what you said was the one that does it for you?
It's actually, they're not technically a bank. So I think it's called Relay. If you look up Relay, you'll find them.
Okay, perfect. Excellent. So Profit First is the book that most of these concepts are you know, built around. Are there any other books or resources that you would recommend to people who are listening that want to learn more, maybe on their own, and read any other resources other than your podcast as well, I guess? Any other resources that you've used?
There's a whole ton of resources behind me. It really depends on what it is that they want to do in their business.
Mm-hmm.
It really does depend. There is so much great information out there. There's also so much bad information out there.
Sure.
But there are plenty of books to help you get better in your business. There's plenty of systems to help you get. I'm a big fan of EOS and Traction. Mm-hmm. You know, that's how to put the operational parts of your business together so that you become a business owner, not a business operator. Mm-hmm. And the cool thing is, our systems fit into their systems in the one piece that they're missing, which is a good financial dashboard. Okay. So we layer on top of anything. We layer on top of whatever your bookkeeping is. We layer on top of whatever your CPA is doing. We layer on top of however you're doing things. This is not an either or. This is an and.
Mm-hmm.
So you can do whatever you want, and you can do this, and it layers on. And it's literally the simple habit of showing up and doing the reps and the sets and moving your money where it belongs and being more intentional in doing that. Now, for us, Profit First is the entry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you work with us, we'll take you 10 steps beyond.
Sure.
But each of that is custom to whatever that particular business owner is, what their needs are, what their market is. We figure all of that out for them and help them essentially to have a growing and more profitable business.
Excellent. Excellent. So what's the name of your podcast again, Rocky?
Profit Answer Man.
Profit Answer Man. So if you listeners, if this is intriguing, Rocky just told you, you can learn it all from the podcast. And then if you want to take that next step, then Rocky's the guy to talk to. If they listen to the podcast, Rocky, and they feel like I'm ready for more, how can they contact you? What's the best way to reach out to you?
So either in the podcast or on the website, there's a link to my calendar. You can set up an appointment. They're happy
Excellent.
To do that.
Excellent.
But they got to do one thing first.
What's that?
Have they liked your podcast? Have they given you a little love? And
they better.
They better, right?
Yeah.
They should also share it. Like, if you got some value, be nice. Share it with another business owner or somebody. Say, Derek's cool. He's here local to us. Let's listen to this.
My man, if you guys don't listen to Rocky, like he said, we are local and I will hunt you down. And we will get that like, whether you like it or not. So go ahead and just hit the like button, the subscribe button, and that'd be very much appreciated. Yeah, I've listened to your podcast before I even knew that you were coming on like when I was reading Profit First, I started searching it on my podcast channels, and I listened to a few of yours. I don't know which, I'd have to go back several years ago to when I actually listened to it. But yeah, whenever your name popped up, I was like, that sounds familiar. And I looked at your podcast, and I think I listened to two of them. I can't remember who the special guests were that you were interviewing. But yeah, it's good information. And for any business owner or employee that's wanting to maximize your income as well, the concepts are pretty basic, pretty straightforward. If you implement them, they work. It's just, you got to do it. That's the bottom line.
Pesky little thing. You got to do it.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, Rocky, do you have any social media channels that you're active on, or is it mainly just the podcast?
Mainly the podcast. I'm on LinkedIn. If you want to connect with me, that's probably the best place. But, okay. You know, mostly Perfect. We do stuff on the podcast.
Okay. Excellent. Well, the website is profitcomesfirst.com. That will be linked below in the show notes as well. So you can just click on it, take a look at the website. Rocky's podcast is listed at the top as well. So there's links to the podcast. There's links to the course information. There's links to where you can schedule a call with Rocky and learn more about him and what he does as well. So Rocky, is there any final words of advice that you would like to share with our business leaders in Central Illinois?
Isn't that what Nike says? Just do it.
Just do it.
Just do it. Like, you don't need me. Just go do it. Like, how often does someone give you business advice and say, here it is for free, just go do it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it works.
Agreed. Agreed. Awesome. Well, for all your listeners out there, listen to Rocky and make sure you subscribe to the CIBL podcast on your favorite podcast platform. While you're there, leave us a review. It's greatly appreciated. You can also find us on social media, mainly on Facebook and LinkedIn. You can connect with us personally there as well. Until next time, Rocky, you are officially civilized. Thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Central Illinois Business Leaders Podcast. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/CIBL podcast. You can also follow us on LinkedIn. Don't forget to subscribe and leave us a review. It's the civilized thing to do.
What's up, Central Illinois business owners? We know that insurance and employee benefits are one of the most expensive, confusing, and frustrating hurdles that you face in your business today. Garrett and I work with Central Illinois businesses to create insurance and risk management programs and employee benefit solutions that reduce risk, enhance your business, and maximize your profitability. Head to CIBLinsurance.com to learn more about insurance solutions that are specifically designed for your Central Illinois businesses, and to watch our educational videos about work comp, employee health insurance, commercial insurance, and other insurance products to help your business go to the next level. Go to CIBLinsurance.com. We'll see you there.